You're listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, and this is Marketplace Saturday. And your host for the next hour here on Marketplace Saturday is Brad Keller.
Hey, everybody. Life Coach Brad here. It is an honor to be on the program today. I just want to be a blessing to you and many of you that are in the marketplace. I am a life coach. I'm also a leadership consultant. And I also have a corporate chaplaincy that I provide for businesses as well. Several years ago, I started my own nonprofit called Destiny Leadership International. And God has opened up incredible doors for me to walk into certain environments and be a life coach to individuals, both personally and professionally, as well as a leadership consultant, working with organizations, working with companies, executive teams, CEOs. I just got back from Mexico, was working with two major companies in the city of Merida that brought me there to work with their business. And so it's been an incredible journey. And today, I want to be a blessing to many of you. I want to talk to you today about that you are anointed for an assignment. And so as I walk you through the next 25 minutes of this, if I can be of any help to you as a leadership consultant with your business or your company or you personally or professionally, please contact me at lifecoachbradkeller@gmail.com. Again, it is lifecoachbradkeller@gmail.com, or you can visit my website of www.lifecoachbrad.com, lifecoachbrad.com. So let me just walk you through something that I want to help you unpack. You are anointed for an assignment, and it's taken from Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind. He has set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Now, friends, I want you to hear me read it in a little bit of a different tone of voice as I unpack this. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to." He has anointed me to. So that tells me, friends, listeners, your anointing will always be connected to an assignment. In other words, you are anointed to solve problems. The anointing is connected to an assignment, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So I just want to encourage you to let you know that your anointing is always connected to an assignment. That assignment is not going to necessarily be the same for every person. So for some people, they stand behind a pulpit and they preach. That's your assignment. That's really only 3% of the population. 97% bring home a paycheck from your marketplace. So does that mean that you are not anointed to that assignment? I want to help you. I want to encourage you to let you know that your assignment is connected directly from God. And here's what I want to help you to walk through as a life coach. So your anointing is always connected to an assignment. But as a life coach, I'm always working with individuals or or companies that don't necessarily particularly know what their assignment is. And so if you're in that situation that you're starting out, you're not sure what your assignment is, I would encourage you just to contact me and let's begin to unpack some things in your life that maybe I can come alongside with as a fresh perspective, a fresh set of lens, a fresh set of eyes to see where your assignment is. But here's some clues, here's some signposts that will help you to understand where your assignment is and the possibilities of that. So let me just walk you through this. Number one, what grieves you might be a clue to your assignment. Again, I'll say it again. What grieves you might be a clue to your assignment. In other words, what you cry over is a clue to something that maybe you were created and ordained by God to heal and to restore. For example, Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, Nehemiah understood this. He cried over the walls of Jerusalem being broken down. So the walls being broken down grieved Nehemiah, and it was an indication that he was anointed to solve that problem. So your compassion is always a signpost to the people you have been assigned to. What makes you cry is a clue to the problem that God may have qualified you to heal. So the question that you may want to be asking yourself is, what do you weep over? Do you weep over battered wives? Do you weep over abused children, poverty, sickness, pornography, homosexuality, abortion? If those are things that you weep over, then it may be that you are qualified to be assigned to those issues and begin to do something about them. So in other words, caring qualifies you as an instrument of healing. So when you hurt, where you hurt the most is a clue to what you may heal the best. So number one, again, is what grieves you is a clue to your assignment. So begin to think about, what is it in life that grieves you? It could be an indication that you are anointed to solve that problem. Number two, what you love the most is a clue to your assignment. What you love the most may be a clue to your assignment. In other words, what am I mentioning? What am I saying here? Let me say it this way. What you love to talk about, think about, and learn about is a clue to your assignment. You will only have wisdom for something that you love. So what do you love the most? The proof of your love is the investment of time. What are you willing to invest your time to is usually what you're going to love. An example of this in the scripture is from Exodus chapter 18, verse 13. This is why Moses was willing to counsel the people from daylight to dark. He loved his people. And it was exemplified in that passage scripture. So number two, what you love the most is a clue to your assignment. So again, as a life coach, if I can come alongside of you and help you to unpack some things about finding your anointing that's connected to an assignment, it would be an honor to do that. Again, you can contact me at lifecoachbradkeller@gmail.com. Number three, your spiritual gifts, skills, and natural talents are a clue to your assignment. Again, number three, your spiritual gifts, your skills, and your natural talents are a clue to your assignment. So in other words, if you're gifted with working with numbers, well, obviously that's probably a clue to your assignment. If you are gifted at teaching, that can obviously be a clue to your assignment. It's the same with working with children or administration. They are all clues to your assignment. One of the things that I love working with individuals and CEOs, professionals, is I love coming alongside of them and helping them to discover what their spiritual gifts are. You'd be amazed at the number of people, adults, who have been attending church for many years, who sit in the pews of churches, but they don't understand their spiritual gifts. And so that I could say that for another coaching session. But your spiritual gifts are those things that God has wired you, He's put within you. And are you putting a demand on those spiritual gifts? Do you operate in those spiritual gifts? Those spiritual gifts are a clue to your assignment, such as exhortation, mercy, giving. Those are clues to your assignment. So number four, what angers you is usually a clue to your assignment. What angers you is usually a clue to your assignment. This is taken from Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 through 12. In other words, the problem that infuriates you the most is the problem that God usually assigns you to solve. Moses observed an Egyptian beating an Israelite, and what happened? Anger arose, and as a result, God called him to be a deliverer. So the problem that might infuriate you might be the problem that God assigns you to solve. Anger can be a clue, a signal that God may want you to correct something. Why? Because it obviously grieves him. Someone once said that anger is the birthplace for change. So just be aware of what God is doing in your life as a person that is operating in an assignment. Remember, your anointing is always connected to an assignment. And then number five, your assignment is always geographical. Number five, your assignment is always geographical. So where you are matters as much as what you are. You may be a well, but you better be in water, because geography matters. Now, let me just take you through some scriptures here. Abraham left his father's house in Genesis chapter 12. Ruth left Moab and followed Naomi back to Bethlehem. Geography plays a major part in every success story. God is always working through you in a specific geographical place. Luke chapter 2, verse 6, it's the story of Mary. And Mary and her promise from the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 2, verse 6, so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, speaking of the birth of the Messiah Jesus. It was there that the promise was completed. So that tells me that the promise of the birth of the Savior could not happen just anywhere. It had to happen in a geographical place. God instructed Elijah to go to the brook where a raven would feed him in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 3 through 4. There he revealed his daily provision. One day the brook dried up. Why? His assignment has changed. Friends, it could be that lack is a clue that God may be changing your assignment. Elijah's new assignment was to visit Zarephath, where a starving widow would receive her financial miracle throughout the remaining part of the famine. When God sends you to a new place, provision is the reward of obedience. So friends, I realize I'm kind of walking you fast through this, but I just want to help you to understand that your anointing is always connected to an assignment. Number one, what grieves you might be a clue to your assignment. Number two, what you love the most may be a clue to your assignment. And number three, your spiritual gifts, skills, and natural talent are a clue to your assignment. Number four, what angers you is usually a clue to your assignment. And number five, your assignment is always geographical. And lastly, number six, your assignment will reveal your enemy. What do I mean by that? When your assignment is awakened within you, your adversary is awakened against you. Let me say it again. When your assignment is awakened within you, your adversary is usually awakened against you. That's from Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 10 and verse 19. So let me just tell you this, that demons are not omnipresent. They cannot be everywhere simultaneously. They receive geographical assignments. And when you feel satanic influence, it is usually when you are operating in your assignment. So friends, get excited. If you sense demonic activity, as Satan is anticipating a miracle arriving at your house, and he is attempting to break your focus and abort your faith. So I just want to encourage you that as a life coach, God has anointed you to solve problems. And those assignments are usually operating in a specific sphere that God calls you into. Let me just close with this verse of scripture in John chapter 15, verse number 16. It says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." So friends, let me just help you to walk you through something. The failure to be the person God created you to be leads to a life of disappointment. In other words, you miss the life that you were appointed to live. You miss your calling. You miss your assignment. And as a life coach, as a leadership consultant working with individuals, with businesses, companies, churches, I see this so many times. I see this happening more than once, where someone is operating out of their assignment. And as a result, they are a disappointment. You're operating not under the assignment that God has for you. Psalms 127 verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it, unless the Lord guards the city." Let me just say that again. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. So I want to encourage you that God has a plan for your life. He has a specific purpose for you. Your job, your anointing that you go through life through is an anointing to solve problems. There's a specific an assignment that is connected to your life. And I want to encourage you, friends, God has gifted you. He's ordained you. He's called you to be the person that he's called you to be. And when we operate in that, it's the Lord that builds the house. If we are seeing that he's not building it, then we're living our life in vain. That word "build" is not necessarily a word that just implies a hammer, a saw, nails, and etc. It's really where we get the word "design." So now listen to it this way. Unless the Lord designs your life, you labor in vain. So what is God designed for you? As a life coach, I come alongside and work with individuals to help you unpack that. So if you're in the marketplace, you are anointed, you are called of God to operate in that assignment. He's got a plan for you. Sometimes We just need an outside person, an outside resource, an outside perspective to walk alongside of our lives to see what God is doing. And so if I can be of any help as a life coach just walking you through certain things, I want to just be available to the Lord to do that. Let me go back to something that I said earlier, that we are all anointed for an assignment. Your anointing is always connected to that assignment. God has gifted you to solve problems. Many of the people that I'm working with as a life coach, their assignment to solve problems is not necessarily to solve problems for everyone. Their anointing is to solve problems for decision makers or influence makers, the movers and the shakers. So you may be in real estate, you may be a CEO, you may be an inventor, you may be a college professor, you may be an attorney, you may be a small business owner. Whatever your marketplace assignment is, I want to challenge your thinking. What problems are you called to serve and to solve? And when you operate within that, God puts you in a place where your steps are ordered of Him, and He brings you to the right people. And so my prayer for you will be that God will bring you to the right people, to the right place, and the right opportunities. You are anointed to solve problems, and you are called to walk alongside to into those assignments that God has for you. I've worn the hat for several years as an assignment as a pastor. I walked into that assignment and I solved problems as a pastor. Now I'm wearing the hat as a life coach, as a leadership consultant, and as a corporate chaplain. So I walk into an assignment solving that problem with an anointing that I've learned to operate in. What do I mean by that? There are certain assignments that God brings you into that you are called to. When you are called to those assignments, God puts you there for a reason. God called a Daniel. God called an Esther. God called a Joseph. God called a Nehemiah to walk into certain arenas and to solve problems because they were anointed to solve those problems. And so I just want to pray for you. I want to pray for those of you that are listening. You're in the marketplace. You're in an assignment, but you're struggling. You're not operating in your sweet spot of solving those problems. I want to pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that as listeners are listening to this program, that, Lord, you have called them. They have no doubt that you've called them into the ministry in the marketplace. You have them there for a reason. Now, Lord, I pray that you would begin to speak to them about what is their particular anointing to solve the problem that you have them with. What arena is it? Is it in the arena of government? Is it in the arena of business? Is it in the arena of education? Is it in the arena of real estate? Lord, I pray that you would bring clarity to listeners right now, to marketplace men and women, to go into those realms, into those spheres, and solve problems that you've called them to solve because there's an anointing that resides within them. Bring them to the right people. Bring them to the movers and the shakers. Bring them to the people that you have assigned for their life. Unpack that, Lord. Bring clarity. Bring focus. Bring vision, Lord, to those listeners that are already in the assignment, that are already in the marketplace that you have for them. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, if I can be of any assistance to you in the marketplace as a life coach, as a leadership consultant, walking alongside of your business, encouraging you, maybe helping you unpack some things, helping you to understand more particularly what is your assignment as a life coach, leadership consultant, or a corporate chaplain with your business, I encourage you to check out my website of lifecoachbrad.com, or contact me at my email of lifecoachbradkeller@gmail.com. Again, that's lifecoachbradkeller@gmail.com. If I can be of any assistance, I know that God has put you there for a reason. I want to encourage you today. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Begin to surround yourself with kingdom relationships of what God has for you. Surround yourself with those people that God puts in your life for a purpose and a season. So thank you, and God bless you.
You've been listening to another special edition of Marketplace Saturday, being heard throughout the day here on bpnradio.com. Keep listening for another special show here on Marketplace Saturday with your host, Rick Gentry.
Hi, this is Ian Kieber reminding you to join us for Marketplace Saturdays. Marketplace Saturdays is full of information, motivation, inspiration, and business tips that will help you grow in whatever field you come from. Now, whether you're a small business owner or an employee looking to grow and learn more, Marketplace Saturday is for you. Join Rick Gentry, the host of Marketplace Saturdays, from 8 a.m. to midnight Central Standard Time, where you can learn from the best. Marketplace Saturdays, where leaders go to grow.
This is Allison Kieber with Marketplace Saturday and your success tip. Today's success tip comes from Richard Branson, the founder of Virgin Group. And as many of us know, he's a very successful businessman and an icon in entrepreneurship. Here's Sir Richard Branson's top 10 tips for success. Number one, follow your dreams and just do it. Number two, make a positive difference and do something good. Number three, believe in your ideas and be the best. Number four, have fun and make sure to look after your team. Number five, don't give up. Number six, make lots of lists and keep setting yourself up for new challenges. Number seven, spend time with your family and learn to delegate. Number eight, try turning off the TV and get out there and do some things. Number nine, when people say bad things about you, just prove them wrong. And number 10, do what you love and have a sofa in the kitchen. This is Allison Kieber for Marketplace Saturday and your success tip.
Hi, I'm Ian Kieber with today's business tip right here on Marketplace Saturday. Today's four tips actually come from business leader Tony Robbins, the four tips to building a business that lasts. Number one, focus on innovation. Innovative businesses meet the needs of their clients in a unique way. In order to be sustainable, you must continually innovate and evolve. Number two, focus on marketing. Good marketing requires that you first understand the true benefits of your product. Next, you must have a clear idea of what your customers actually want. With this complementary knowledge base, you can create powerful marketing that will get your prospects' attention. Number three, find your differentiation. Now look hard at the market, then alter your offering to satisfy customer needs. By differentiating your offering, your business will stand out. And number four, maintain your drive. You must maintain proper motivation in order to innovate, market your product, and differentiate your offering. Building a business requires commitment, and maintaining your drive is a key component. Show up to the office every day with the same passion and energy you had when you first started. Now, for those of you who want to take a deeper look into his teaching, just search out Tony Robbins on YouTube or anywhere online, and you can find a lot of his teachings. But don't rely on Robbins or any other guru's teachings for that matter. Even with good mentors and teachers, advice will only take you so far. More important is the implementation of that advice. Thank you so much for joining us for today's business tip on Marketplace Saturday.